help wanted, people to read adult services ads at Craigslist. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Online classified ad site Craigslist is dropping its controversial erotic services category, but adding a new one called adult services, in which all ad submissions will be screened before they're posted. Right now, there is no screening. Craigslist removes ads only after complaints. The new adult services ads will also carry a fee. The changes come a month after the killing of a woman who advertised on Craigslist, and after recent political pressure from state attorneys general who believe Craigslist fosters prostitution. Greg Sandoval is monitoring the story for CNET News.
The biggest change is that every ad that someone submits will be read by a human being. And that has not happened before. It's something that all of the lawmakers and the sheriff of Cook County, everyone involved with or everybody critical of Craigslist's erotic services has asked for. They want people to actually look at them and weed out the ones that are obviously solicitation for sex. What this means, though, is that it's going to take a lot longer for people to see an ad once they submit it. I just got off the phone not long ago with Jim Buckmaster, the CEO of Craigslist. He said they don't know exactly how long, but it's going to take longer than 45 minutes. And you will not be able to submit them over the weekend, only during business hours.
What kind of ads will those humans approve and what will they reject?
That's a great question. And that's one I asked Jim. I said, wait a minute. People use code. They've gotten pretty good at disguising some of this stuff around the web. How are your guys going to know a legitimate ad? How are they going to be able to tell the good ones from the bad ones? And he says that they'll be trained. They will have very definitive rules on, coincide with the terms of service. But I don't think they really know exactly some of the problems. They don't have these employees hired yet. So I think they're just kind of, moving through this and we'll make it up as they go.
What a weird job, huh?
To read sex ads all day? Yeah. He doesn't even know how many people they'll need. There's a lot of ads around the country and around the world, I imagine, that they're going to have to start screening.
You talked to a sex industry worker who posts ads on Craigslist. What did she tell you?
She was outraged. She's not from the United States. She grew up overseas. I'm not allowed to say what country, but she believes that the United States is kind of backwards, that these attempts by government officials or state officials are backwards, that you cannot outlaw sex and the sex trade, and that it causes problems. She said that what will happen was that you'll drive it back out on the street where it's a much bigger problem to handle. You won't stop it. People will go to other websites.
So I don't really understand why Craigslist sort of stubbornly holds on to this category and is now going to go to the expense and the trouble to hire people to read sex ads all day.
It's been a pain in the neck. I'm sure they are kind of asking their question, do we really need it? They've asked that probably. But I think it's important to point out here, too, like Google, like eBay, Craigslist argue. They are nothing but a service provider, and that they are not responsible for any criminal acts that their customers commit.
Greg Sandoval with CNET News. Craigslist agreed to take action despite its contention that it's been unfairly singled out by what CEO Jim Buckmaster calls sensationalistic journalism. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.